100 word stories.
Well, it's finally my goal to get these stories recorded the week before they go up, as opposed to the week after, so I just did a marathon of a bunch of stories. About damn time. George is net neutral. It's by Lawrence Simon. George was a pirate, but he wasn't a very good pirate. When the captain asked him about net neutrality, George looked at the netting in the cargo hold and wondered what was so neutered about it. It just holds things in place when the seas are rough, right? Said George, I'm not sure why so many people are up in arms about this stuff. He tugged on the netting a bit to make sure that the cargo was secure, and he smiled proudly. The captain made a note not to ask George about complicated social and political issues anymore. Well, that's it for today's 100-word story. I've got all of them ready, and I'm going to backfill, and then let's see if I keep it going. One a day until the day I die.com. None of this has been edited by CBS to cover up my stumbling or word salads. What a bunch of fucking assholes. I know they edit and whatever, but they edit some people to make them sound bad. They make edit some people make them sound good. Others do the reverse, and it's just, they all suck. At what point do you just take the Bill Maher position and just say, they all suck? And then you look at Bill Maher and say, you know what? You suck too. All of you. Go away. Anyway. I don't want any... Are they going to make a list of all the companies that are rebuilding Gaza so that I can, you know, not invest in them? I'd rather... And I don't even know if I want to invest in rebuilding California. I'd kind of like to build a fire pit back here. Maybe put a hot tub in? I could invest in that. But no. No. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Anyway. Missed this howling. I need to check on her and hug her. And poor lonely cat. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.